All right.
Hey, Clay?
Yes, this is?
Hi, Clay. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm okay, and you?
I'm doing good. It's been a busy morning, but good problem to have.
Okay.
Yeah, your house sounds like my house. You have the kids in the background.
Correct.
I understand you were speaking with Daisy. Daisy asked me to jump on the phone with you to go over some pricing and details. But did she do a good job of kind of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Oh, yes, which is fine. But I just want to know exactly, because I don't want to waste more time. I just need to know how much it's going to cost me monthly. If it's not, it doesn't fit my budget, so I cannot continue the conversation.
Okay. Well, I'll jump into the pricing with you. She did say you don't have a website or anything, right?
No.
Okay.
They're still working on it.
Oh, okay. So it's under construction?
Correct.
Okay. And then it says you've been in business since 96?
Correct. It's been almost, next year will make it 30 years.
Wow. So you guys haven't done any kind of Google advertising before?
No. Never.
Really?
Yes.
Well,
it's just
word
of mouth.
No, word of mouth is the best, honestly, but Google's just an online word of mouth chain. You know, they just put your reviews up there.
The only difference is we used to be in New York, but now we're in Florida, and we've accounted a lot of slow. So that's the problem.
Yeah, you got to reestablish yourself. All that word of mouth chain is gone.
So it's correct. So that means that, you know, it's right now we started. It is word of mouth that give us some jobs. However, so it's slow, and we want to advertise. We with Angie as well right now.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We did put ourselves on Yelp, but again, I'm not like, because I don't want any type of customers. I want customers that's going to be able to afford this, because we're not, again, no offense to, you know, lower income, handymen. I have no problem with that, but, I find a lot of customers, they want, fast job and job that are not done properly and be done,
cheap.
We don't work like that. And once it that's what they asked, we said, okay, well, thank you, and find someone else. Actually, I bought three clients. I said, no, we don't work like that. They can reject us, and we have a problem. Because at the end of the day, when things don't go right, it's not on us.
And you got to go back and do it all over again, you know?
Exactly. And most of our calls, actually, to tell the truth, is we have to go back and fix people's jobs.
Jesus.
And it's the worst. It's the worst.
Yeah. No, I hear you on that. I mean, last thing you want to do is go out there and repair somebody's bad work or have to drop your price to compete with other people.
Correct.
You know, honestly, I think that's why this would be a lot better fit for you than doing something like Home Advisor by Angie's. And it's interesting because you say that that's going well for you, but, you know, they actually get their leads from Google. So they do something kind of like this in order to get customers. But when a customer clicks on Home Advisor by Angie's, it tells them that they're going to connect them with multiple handymen in the area just to fill out this form, right? And then that's what they're sending over to you. But they also will sell the same lead to like three or four people. So even though you're paying for it, you're competing still. You kind of got to drop your price just to compete with those people. And that doesn't sound like that's what you want from what you just told me.
The good thing is we don't rely on that only. So that's the best thing.
Right.
But again, tell me how much is the price monthly, sir, and then we can move forward, because I have a kid and I have to keep going with my schedule. If I don't,
no, I hear you.
I need to do other things.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, obviously, I just want to make sure you could see how, like, if we list you independently, you don't have that third party charging you for leads, or, you know, people will be able to call you live, and it's obviously going to be quality versus, quality and quantity.
Let's say I Google handyman, I don't come up at all.
Well, exactly, right?
Correct. Even though I would put some decent pictures, I didn't put a lot, but, you know, pictures that once you see it, you're like, oh, okay, this person knows.
You only see 3 handymen next to the map for your area. We just have one open right now. That's why we're calling you. But it's all month to month, Clay. You don't have to commit to anything long term. If you wanted to come on board with us today, I could reduce the rate. Yeah, it'd be $199 month to month with the discount.
Oh no, that's too much for me.
Really?
I can't afford that. No.
Oh. How many clients would we have to bring you though in order for that to make sense?
A month?
Yeah, like how many customers would you need in order for that $199 to be like make sense?
It all depends on what type of job. For example, if you bring me a customer that requires tiling to be done in a bathroom, I can pay you that. But if I'm getting customers that just want me to put down a mailbox, I cannot pay you.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting you say that because we're going to list you for 15 keywords, right? Handyman would just be one keyword, but we could list you for tile. We can list you for bathroom model, kitchen remodel. If you want to target like larger jobs, we'll be able to do that in a way that Home Advisor by Angie's wouldn't be able to do for you. And then we should be saving you money too.
So last question. What are the chances that once you put me and I get leads and I get customers and I'm, you know, that month?
Very high. Almost all of our clients, unless you're doing like a custom home build. Okay, no problem.
I apologize. One second, I apologize. If let's say I pay you the $199 this month, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get no leads. I lost $199.
Yeah, that would never happen though. Google advertising has been the most profitable way to market for the last 17 years. 90% of the traffic that happens online goes to the businesses on the first page. So, I mean, we're talking about putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look before they actually call somebody for help.
I don't have any reviews either. So most of my customers, I don't even care for the reviews because my work speaks for itself.
Right.
And you give me for reviews, and I've never asked my customer to give me a review because all my customer does is call me back.
Yeah. Well, we'll help you generate reviews as the new clients come in. And then there's also a section when you finish jobs in your tracking system where you could just text them the link to the Google business profile.
I was scared to do that before because my work speaks for itself. So I didn't need the customer to tell me how my work was.
Well, we still encourage them to write the reviews, though, because the reviews help. Having you on the first page is going to help a lot, but having a 5-star rating will help even more because there are 2 other competing companies that are in your area that are going to be up on that first page as well next to the map.
Okay, so let me ask a question. If you could do it a little bit cheaper for me for this month and then the following month, if I see that I am generating money, then I could say, okay, yeah, I could pay you $199 a month. It's no problem. If I'm getting 2 jobs, example, if I'm getting 2 jobs of between 4 to 2 jobs a month, just 2 jobs, between $4,000 to $5,000 each job, I can pay you that one easily.
Just by
closing my eyes.
That's why there's business owners up there now, is those people are paying actually double what I quoted you. I cut the price in half. But they're paying that every month for years and years and years because they're making a bunch of money off of it. No smart business owner is going to pay us every month on a month-to-month service if they're not seeing good return on investment from being on the first page of Google, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
So you are Google Ads, is that correct?
It's Google Places placement, so it's those 3 that show up next to the map there. But our company name is Local Splash. We're partnered with Google, so we're right next to the Google headquarters here in Southern California.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're not Google Ads. You just partner with Google.
Well, we do Google Ads here too, but we're calling you about Google Places placement for your area. So those are the local companies. Google Ads are the ones at the very top that says sponsored next to them. They're doing something kind of like Home Advisor in the sense of like it's either pay per lead if they're doing Google Guarantee, or if they're doing traditional Google Ads, it's pay per click. This Google Places placement, there's no like lead fees, click fees, or call fees. So the $199 is all you pay throughout the month. If the customers call you 100 times, your bill's the same. It's not going to go up or change on you.
This is the thing. If you could give it to me for $150 this month, because, you know, I'm already like, because this is the first, the second day of the month. I already had my budget. So now I'm going into my money to give you. to do that because I have to follow that budget. If I don't follow budget, my bills are not paid. So
I understand.
And then if I see that you really did generate, just actually give it, tell me that I owe you. And then add it to that $199. That's how much I want to know, make sure that, okay, I am going to get a job with these people.
Okay. I mean, I can take you up on that. I just want to understand your website, though. Like, your website, you say it's going to be done soon?
I'm hoping because I've been, every time I call this this guy who's on my website, he's giving me a different date. So I'm hoping. But the main issue is he had told me is because he was waiting on my logo. And I've changed my logo several times. And the person said that they were going to give me the logo last week. I haven't heard. So thank you for reminding me. I need to ask them, when is this logo? So that was the issue. I was waiting on my logo because I changed my logo.
I think I found your Facebook page here.
He get one for me.
Yeah, this one's showing for Shelbyville, though.
So I have to contact him because he's the one that's managing the Facebook, the
I don't think
Instagram.
That's you, though, because there's different ones. One's Illinois, the other one's Florida.
No. So I have to contact him. But the gentleman who's managing it for me, I have to call him.
Okay.
So you need to have my website, is that correct?
Well, we like to attach the website to the Google Business Profile, but it's not a requirement for you to have the placement. But it's definitely something you want, you know, so people can see stuff that you've done in the past. So what I was going
to
say...
thank you for reminding me because I need to be on top of him because now it's been a week I give him and I still haven't heard. So after you, I need to contact him and then I'll put him on my schedule.
When you contact him, though, I was going to say, like, I could do the $149 for you for the first month. But I would need the domain name, like the .com, MrJonesHandyman.com or whatever your domain name is, Clay.
Actually, he did give it to me. Let me try.
Okay.
Give it to me.
Because if you don't have that and I have to get one for you and build the website for you, then I wouldn't be able to go down on the price. It would have to be the $199 just because that's what it's going to cost us in order to actually do all this for you.
I have it. I just have to because he gave it to me. I just did. Okay. The domain is Mr. Jones Handyman. So Mr. M. R, R is not capital, R, period, and then Jones, J is capital.
Okay.
Handy is capital.
Okay.
Men is capital, .com.
The M, okay. .com. Okay, I got it. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to attach this to the Google Business Profile, and then I'm going to create your Google Business Profile and secure the spot with you now. I know you say... you're short on time because you got the kids and everything, so I'll try to make it quick.
Yes.
Do you spell your first name just C-L-A-Y?
No. So it's going to be because what do you mean? Is it to make the payment or to for the site?
It's just to make the payment.
Okay. That's fine. C-L-A-Y-T-O-N, and then last name is Jones, J-O-N-E-S.
Okay. So C-L-A-Y?
T like Tom. O,
Clayton.
Like Oscar.
Okay.
Yeah, Clayton.
Clayton
so I don't
Jones.
Know why she said just went with it. I was like, okay, whatever. I don't need to. Jones, J like Jew.
Yeah.
O like Oscar. Like November.
Got it.
E like Echo. Yeah.
No, just like the business name, right? Mr. John Tandyman LLC?
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
And then what's your business email?
Our email is joneshandyman@gmail.com. So all one word, Jones, J-O-N-E-S, Handyman, Jones, Handyman, twice, okay? J-O-N-E-S-M-A-N, you know, Jones, the H, sorry, I went backwards. J-O-N-E-S, Handy, H-A-N-D-Y, man, M-A-N, but twice, at gmail.com.
Joneshandyman@gmail.com.
Correct, because once you repeat things twice, you will remember it.
Yeah. So, okay, got it. And then the street address, Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail called a PIN verification. That's how you get that little red dot.
That, but I never received it. It said that in. I never received it.
Okay. Then we'll also do a phone verification. But what was the address there?
It is verified, sir. I don't know why. It's because, remember, it's Mr. Jones Handyman LLC. Okay, because I am insured and licensed.
Okay, let me just pull it up here from our records then.
Mm-hmm. I was just on it because I see the views. Nobody really, the views show like only 56 or something like that. Because again, I'm probably the last because.
I got it. 3121 Northwest 47th Terrace 105.
Correct. You got it. Okay. Do you see the pictures?
Yeah, I found it.
Yeah. I put exactly what plumbing. If you see this, you know that I know plumbing. I give you a bathroom. You see it. If you see the bathroom, you see the tub, you know I know how to do things.
Yeah. It's not that you didn't do this stuff. It's just you have to have the optimization in order to show on the first page. So it's good that you did all these things. We just have to get in there and actually do the optimization and make sure that you appear now.
Okay. Okay, so again, you're on schedule. So tell me, let's get it going.
Okay. Just two more things. So I got to secure the payment and I got to set up a time for an interview where we can circle back with you and interview you to customize the campaign.
Okay. My interview has to be between 4 to 5 because that's the time they're sleeping. I can do anything with business.
That's so funny. My 3-year-old sleeps at that time, too. He goes 4 to 5 every day. Okay, so I'm going to schedule you between 4 and 5 o'clock today. I'll send you an invitation to your email, and I'll text you 1 hour before as a heads-up reminder. And then how did you want to secure the first month's payment?
I'll give you my credit card. So now I have a question. When you're calling me, which number are you calling?
We're going to call you on this 516-412-5024.
All right, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Because the business number is different.
Oh, okay. Let me get the business line from you, though, because I just have this as the line of contact.
That's my personal, but it's a Google number. So once it called the Google number, it calls me.
Voice tracking. Okay, yes. I got you. So it auto forwards. Yeah, but I want your listings to have the Google voice number on it then and not have them call you directly. That way you know exactly if it's coming from Google or it's a lead. Okay. What's the Google voice?
516-778-778-79-79-55.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I got it. And then I'll...
Because 778, you see numbers are like, you know, they're 778, 79. People can remember. Except for the 55, I had no choice. But,
yeah, you know. But that's good that they know you're local. But I'll just save this phone number in the cell phone category for us to contact you directly. And then everything online will have the 7955 number.
Okay, but when you say we're local, I'm not in New York anymore. I'm in Florida. I'm in Broward County. Okay.
Yeah, I know. We have your address, remember? They have you at Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, 3319. So it's going to be displayed in this local area. It's just that number is going to be up there.
However, I don't want this local area. They don't pay. This area where I live right now, they don't pay. I'm just staying here until I go to my next unit and then go to the next unit. I don't, this little area doesn't pay. I want area that pays, like Parkland in the east. I have no problem. Coral Springs, Coconut Creek. I don't need everything where people don't want to pay me.
Yeah, no, I hear you. So that's why we're doing the client interview this afternoon is to customize the area that we're targeting. But you can usually cover up to 40 miles from where you receive that Google PIN verification letter. So you are going to be able to hit not just this local area. You know, there's a lot of ground that we're going to be able to target to generate jobs for you.
All right, so I'm going to try for this month. If at least I don't get 1 to 2 jobs for me to pay you without closing my eyes, I cannot continue that. That's for
sure. It easy. You're going to love it.
And then bothered me every day for the
Because it's good for you, you know, and we see the other stuff that you're doing and we're going, hey, you know, you're paying people who are paying Google. So why not just go directly to the source? And those guys are going to charge you all this extra money that you don't need to be paying on lead fees.
All right. So let's do this, sir. The card number is 4060.
4060.
9559.
9559.
5496.
5496.
1862. Okay, so wait a minute. I'm giving you my information. What's the guarantee that it is you with Google? Because I have no... How do I search you?
Yeah, go just go to local.
Have it.
Just,
so I could block.
Yeah, no problem. So it's local splash. So if you just look up LOCAL and then splash like water, I'll also send you the link right now to our reviews so you could see who we are.
Okay, I see. Local splash, generate 10 leads now.
Yeah, there you
okay,
go. See, we've been in business since 2004, Clay. So we've been doing this for 20 years. And we're right in Southern California across the street from the Google headquarters. So we're actually partnered with Google. And if you go on our website, you can actually see the Google partner badge and credentials.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're a legitimate company. We've been around for a long time. I mean, we have over 10,000 active business owners right now using our services in the U.S.
Let me see.
So you're in good hands.
All right, so continue on what else I need.
The expiration date, month and year?
It is 0428.
Okay, and three-digit code on the back.
587.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. I'll let you get back to those babies until our client interview between four and five. If I say anything you don't agree with, just stop me, Clay. Okay.
All right.
All right. So it says
the card. Oh. Hold on. The card number under a different name. The card is because I don't have my. The card is going to be a different name. The card is going to be under Yasmin Roy. Y-A-S-M-I-N-E. Roy is spelled W-R-O-I.
Okay, and is the billing address the same?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Are you an authorized user on this card?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. All right. As long as it's not somebody else's card, because they'll mark it for fraud.
It's okay. Yeah, it is. Even if you pull it up, you'll see. It's both me.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to do a voice verification. If I say anything you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? But this is for added protection. All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to our voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of the business?
Mr. Jones Handyman LLC.
Okay, and can you state your name and title within the business?
Yasmin Roy. I am the manager.
Okay, and you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So it says to get results as fast as possible, Yasmin, it's important that you're actively involved in the campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Definitely.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours, but you want to practice immediate response time, try to take care of people and get good reviews. And then it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Sure. Definitely.
Okay. So, all right. Okay, it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's November 4th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $149. This is an exclusive pricing structure. You'll actually notice if you go on our website, the cheapest package we have is $299. So it's about double what I just set you up for. But this discounted pricing structure is going to process today. It's November 4th. Moving forward each month, it's going to be on the fourth day, but it'll stay in that discounted price of $149. It says you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue our services, please let us know before the next bill is due so we could stop the billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree?
Yes, I agree. It's that your CEO is Mr. Steve Yetch.
Steve Yetch?
Yes, that says that's the CEO of your business.
Oh, no. We have two CEOs, but it should be under David Rodecker.
Because I see local splash, local search strategy for local business, Steve Yetch. Probably the presenter was Steve Yetch.
Yeah, it could be the presenter. Yep. But our company, we have two CEOs actually, but the main one is David Rodecker.
Okay. I'm going to do a research just to make sure, because if anything, anyway, here, I have maybe federal network.
I sent you a, I sent you a message.
Yes, I got it.
That's our company. I mean, we're huge.
And what's your answer?
What was it? My name's Jonathan, but I go by John, and my last name's Hill, H-I-L-L.
And what are you in the company, Mr. Hill?
I'm the director of the sales operations.
Director.
Mm-hmm. You're so nervous.
I'm nervous.
Yeah.
There's a difference. I'm not nervous. I'm cautious. Director of sales. And you said, Mr. Hill, what's your first name?
Jonathan. Last name's Hill.
Yes, I already put that, Jonathan. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Jonathan.
Yeah, I go by John usually.
Yes, John. I'm not nervous. It's just that I'm cautious with my money. And not only that, I'm on a budget. And not only that, I have to make sure that there's no scam. Because since we've had the business, a lot of scam calls comes in. Mm. And that's the issue.
Yeah.
So,
if you look at our business, though, like, yeah, it's not a scam. Like, we've been around for a really long time. I wouldn't scam anybody in my life, period. It's just not worth it. And if I was ever going to do something crazy, it would probably be for, like, millions of dollars, not for $140.
That's what I always say. I said the same thing. I've been saying that since I was about 16, because I remember I used to see outside a joke, but even though I have to go with my time, I used to say that I used to see my girlfriends, my young girlfriends, like, you know, going to sleep around with anybody. And I said, no, if I'm sleeping with anybody, and if it's a grandpa, it better be a million. But
yeah,
anyway,
at least.
Let's move forward.
At least. Jesus.
Yes.
You know? But, okay.
But, another thing, if I need to contact you, Mr. Jonathan, Mr. Hill, how do I contact you?
Yeah, so our company line is posted everywhere. It's 877-635-6225. Mm-hmm. And we have 24/7 customer service. So if you hit extension 1, there's always a live operator available to you.
What about yours? Because I'm speaking to you.
Yeah. Oh, if you want to call me directly, you hit extension 544.
Extension 544.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what's the hours, your hours?
I'm here 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time, so it's going to be 10 to 7 your time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, even if I'm not available, there's 24/7 customer service. So it's like if you dial me and I'm not available, it'll still send you to our customer service department for a live representative.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is,
I'm really, really trying to help you out. Like our company, we're actually going to lose money if you cancel after a month because of the pricing structure that I put you on. But I understand. Like I heard the little kids and everything. I get what you're saying. It looks like you've already been trying to work on your Google business profile and get your website set up. So you understand the value of it. This is like the missing piece. A lot of business owners go out there, they create their Google business profile, they generate reviews, but it never shows up on the first page where you get most of the jobs. And that's because you need to work with a Google partner in order to do that. So I'm happy that I'm able to help you out and kind of complete everything that you're working on. But I also want you to make sure that like you're responsive to these people, try to generate good reviews and take care of people, because that's the only way you're going to lose the spot is if reviews start coming back bad or you're not responsive to calls from us or your customers. You know, you still want to try to take care of people. Okay.
All right. The next question, sir. Mm-hmm. When is there like an automated message that could be sent to them? Like, so if let's say I was in the bathroom and I was in the shower, I couldn't get a call. Where do I go and put my automated message?
Yep. So, okay. So do me a favor. Go to your text messages.
Correct.
Okay. So you should have an outline of the agreement there. It'll say, Clayton, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent the copy. Okay. So this is an outline of the agreement in writing. I know you're trying to write all this stuff down, like, oh, I'm being cautious. I don't want it to be a scam. But we always send everything in writing, right? So, yeah, you're good. So everything's outlined in writing here. You're also going to get another text with the Google verification form. It's a standard form. I know you've already gone through the Google verification process, but if you could fill those 20 questions out, that'll help a lot. And then there's also a username and password that you'll see there for your tracking system. It'll say username's your phone number, password is top online. And right now it's going to look pretty blank if you log into that until we have everything up and running to its full capacity.
Okay.
I am supposed to...
I'm confirming and it's not confirming.
I don't know.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Is there other things I need to click on?
Yeah, there's a couple boxes that you have to check and acknowledge before you can actually confirm it.
I did. There's two boxes. I put the no and the I agree to receive messages, and I certify that I am the authorized holder and signature of the credit card.
Okay. Yeah, those are the two main things. And then usually you could just type out your name as it appears. It might be under Clayton Jones, or it may be under Yasmin Roy because of the billing section. So it has to match up with what's there before you can submit it.
I did both, and it's not. Let me see from the top what was on it. I did both. It's still not working. I don't know why. Should I refresh it?
Yeah, let me see.
This is just, I think, the receipt.
Well, there's a receipt, and an outline of the agreement is also in your email. If you're having trouble doing it through the text message, I would recommend definitely jumping on the email to be able to sign it.
Okay, hold on one second.
All of our services are month-to-month. I am supposed to recommend that you try it for 2 months, even though it's month-to-month, just because we have to get everything set up in the first month, and then obviously month two, you won't have to go through the whole setup process again once it's already up and running.
Okay, first, it's because something is wrong, something is wrong. Signature does not match, please. The name is incorrect. The last name is spelled W, Whiskey Roger Oscar. So that one, that's the problem.
Oh, Whiskey Roger Oscar. Okay, I spelled it R-O-Y.
Correct, it's Whiskey Roger Oscar Yankee. And then I see another place you put Clay to Yasmin, G-R-O-N, Genesee. What's that?
What? Okay, spell your last name again, Yasmin. It's W-R-O?
Why?
Why? Okay. Let me update this first. Okay, and I'll resend it to you, a new one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's the problem, though. It won't let you sign it if the name doesn't match up.
And then I see where you sent them get your Google profile verified. I was verified, so it's a different.
I know. Yes. They're going to ask you similar questions, but this one's different. And this lets Google know that you're working with us.
Okay. All right. Quick.
You could take your time with that one. I know we have the client interview between 4 and 5, but sometimes it takes business owners like 2 or 3 days to get all that stuff together and send it over. So just try to get it to us as soon as you can.
I have a question because it just put both name twice. Okay. Let me see. Oh, you have it again.
And try to send a new one over.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Okay, this one went.
There you go.
It went.
There we go.
All right.
And then we got it on my side, too. Perfect.
Okay.
And then, so
now
you'll have
I have several texts. I have to know what.
Yeah.
You get your Google profile verified. Okay, you sent it twice. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, that come through automatically. And then there's another one with your username and password because you were asking how do you send the text to your customers for your reviews. And it's going to be through your tracking system. But your tracking system is going to be blank until we have customers coming in. So right now, I want you to really just focus on doing the Google verification form and then getting through the client interview between 4 and 5 o'clock. And then we can focus on the clients and sending them reviews and things like that once we actually have you in position to receive clients.
Okay.
right? I don't want to get too wrapped up in that. But they'll also send you an email on how to use the tracking system. Our company generated a YouTube video for our from one of my colleagues here, and it just kind of walks you through step by step on how to use the tracking system and send those messages out and everything. So,
okay, I have a question. On the verification, it's asking for a number. Is it my personal number or the business number?
You want it to be the business line.
Okay. Then
you want it to be the same thing that's on your Google business profile that's going to be displayed to the customers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now it says, okay, the email, 1 second, please, sir. Okay. And now I need to, they want me to upload pictures?
Correct. Yep. So you want to upload as many of those as you can. It tells you right at the bottom, if anything's missing, don't worry. We'll just do a video verification if we have to. It's just a quick phone call, kind of similar to your regular verification. But yeah, you want to fill it out as best you can, Yasmin. Send in as many of those as you can, especially if they have like a red asterisk next to it or a red dot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those ones are the most important.
All right. So also it's asking me to upload my car registration.
Your car? Oh, no, business registration, not car.
Okay. Let me see. Upload your equipment, which upload pictures of your tools and equipment, which you use to carry to your work.
Yeah, it could be anything. I know. We get crazy pictures. That's why I just tell you, like, send in as best you can. Mainly what they're looking for, because you've already done verification, is just want to see that you're cooperating with it. Like, if we're telling them, hey, we're working with them, and then you send pictures.
License plate.
You can hide the license plate. Guys do it all the time. They don't want to display their license plate to Google, so they just send in a back of the vehicle with the license plate number covered.
Okay.
Yeah, that's mine too.
I'll just upload whatever the vehicle that we have right now.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. A lot of businesses do business from home, so we have a workaround for all this. That's why I was saying just fill it out as best as you can to the best of your ability and what you have. And then if anything's missing and they can't just verify it based on that, then obviously we could just jump into the video call and do that real quickly. So.
That's fine. The other question is for the insurance, because usually the insurance want me to do it per client. What do you want to put on the business name? Because every time we work with a company, if the company asks for the insurance want me to get the actual name of the company and the address. So I'll put Splash. Is that correct, or Google?
Oh, on your insurance form, it'll have the information. So you probably have it in your email somewhere, or there's usually a number.
I know my insurance number. I'm talking about it's saying insurance, your insurance document for the business, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, you just upload a picture of that. Like, when you get your insurance, it'll have, like, what you pay for your insurance and then, like, the length of term for the agreement. Same with the business as, like, if you have a vehicle, you know, it's like you pay for your insurance. So it's just if you send, like, a picture of that documentation to show that you have insurance, business insurance, they'll accept it. Yeah, that's what they're looking for.
I do. So now my question is, is it for, because again, my insurance is, for some reason, they wanted to do it individually. Even though I have my legal paper that says, hey, I have the insurance and I know my insurance number.
It could be a pass one. You don't have to tell them, oh, it's for this or that. You could just be like a pass one that they've sent you from another client. You don't even have to bother the insurance company or even talk to them about it.
Okay. Yeah. But you work for Google, so I could put...
This form that you're filling out is a Google verification form, so this is going to Google when you fill this out.
Okay. So I'll ask them to give it for Google. All right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. And so that means that I will not speak to you ever again. Is that correct?
No, that's not true at all. You have my direct number and extension. You could contact me whenever. We have 24/7. We're the ones who are actually going to be hosting it and doing all the legwork on it, making sure that you're listed properly and it's getting jobs for you, you know. We're just partnered with Google. The whole point of Google's partner program is so that to make sure that it works for you, so that way you keep paying for it every month. Instead of if you do Google advertising on your own, they just say here, and you have to set it up on your own. You have to maintain it. You got to put a bunch of time into it, a bunch of money into it. You know, so we eliminate that portion for you, so you could just focus on the customers and getting good reviews. And if it's done properly, you shouldn't have a problem paying for it each month. So that's why Google wants the partners in there, is because now you have professionals working on it instead of relying on you to figure it out on your own when you're trying to run a business and babies in the background and everything else.
Okay. All right. Make sense. Yeah.
All right, Yasmin. So that concludes the initial setup process. Obviously, I want to thank you for signing up with us today. I was happy I was able to get that pricing structure approved for you. I'll let you get back to your day. I know you got those kids there with you, but again, look out for our phone call this afternoon. We're going to circle back with you at 4 o'clock around the time you lay them down for their nap, and hopefully they're asleep before we call, but we'll walk you through that client interview, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Hill.
And
you're very
hopefully
welcome. We'll get a lot of clients from you. And,
you will.
Also said that, regarding my, like when they see our name, I need to change. I think I did. I need to change the logo. I don't see. I do have the card. The card is still old. The older one, but the logo is going to be changed.
Mm.
So for now.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm gonna send you an email address. It's really easy. It's just photos@localsplash.com, and send it in, and we'll be able to upload it and fix it for you.
Okay. So you sent me the email through text?
Yeah, I'm texting it to you now. And any other photos that you want to add moving forward, you could just send them to that email, and then we'll go ahead and upload them for you.
Okay. So how do they know that it's me and it's my company?
Yeah, when you send it, it's going to come from one of the phone numbers on your account or your email, joneshandyman@gmail.com.
Okay. So it will know automatically it's me.
Yeah, right. It will know automatically it's you.
Okay. Thank you again, Mr. Hill, and hopefully we'll continue to do business next month. And
You're gonna love
to
it. Like I said, if you give this thing the full 2 months, like we recommend trying it for 2 months, even though it's a month-to-month service. But if you give it 2 months, you'll never use another form of advertising again. You'll probably cancel Home Advisor, save yourself money. We'll generate more jobs for you than that. We just need enough time to prove it to you. You know what I mean? So let us get in there and do our thing, and I'm sure this will be the last stop for you as far as marketing with Mr. Jones Handyman LLC.
Hopefully. All right.
Also,
thank you again.
I locked you in at that price too, Yasmin. So when you do decide to come back next month, it's not going to go back up. You're actually going to keep the $149.
Okay.
Okay. Save you some money there. Feed those kiddos. All right. I'll talk
to you
soon.
Yes. And if anything, always call your extension.
Yes, yes. And when everything goes well, don't forget about me. Go write a review, okay?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much again.
All right, bye-bye. You're welcome.
Bye.